Massachusetts Senator John Kerry took his presidential campaign to Missouri today, and Kerry took time to make some pointed comments about Richard Clark's critics in the Bush administration, especially White House National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. He also spent much of the day talking about the economy and his plan to create what he says will be 10 million new jobs in the first 4 years of his presidency. From Kansas City, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
The economy and jobs are important topics here in Missouri, a state that's lost more than 40,000 jobs over the last 4 years. Kerry was joined in his campaign stops today by Missouri Congressman Dick Gephardt, a former rival for the Democratic nomination, now a strong surrogate, especially in Missouri and especially with organized labor. At an event in Kansas City, Kerry met with a roundtable of union workers to talk about the economy and job creation. But in response to questions from reporters, he had harsh words about the Bush administration's decision not to allow National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice to testify publicly under oath before the 9/11 Commission. Kerry noted that she's appearing tomorrow night on the CBS News show 60 Minutes.
You know, if Condoleezza Rice can find time to do 60 Minutes on television before the American people, she ought to find 60 Minutes to speak to the commission under oath.
Kerry was on a ski vacation last week when the news first broke about former White House counterterrorism chief Richard Clark, his new book, and his criticism of the Bush administration for not doing enough, in his view, to protect the U.S. from terrorism. Today, Kerry said it wasn't appropriate to comment on those charges until the commission has completed its investigation and drawn its own conclusions. But he said he did take issue with the sharp criticism Clark has received over the past week from administration officials. Kerry noted that it's part of a pattern he's seen with other officials, including former Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill.
And it's interesting that every time somebody comes up and says something that this White House doesn't like, they don't answer the questions about it or show you the truth about it. They go into character assassination mode. They did it on Richard Foster, who wanted to testify about huge overruns in Medicare and tell America the truth. They did it with Paul O'Neill, who wrote his own book, and then they began an assassination process. And now here on Richard Clark, again, it's character assassination.
Later, Kerry's roundtable discussion with union workers was held in a building trades training center, a cavernous warehouse with welding equipment, power saws, forklifts, and piles of lumber in the background. Kerry and Gephardt sat with workers around makeshift plywood tables mounted on sawhorses. The workers talked about the high level of unemployment among building trade members in Kansas City, the difficulty of paying for health care, and their concerns that local companies may outsource jobs overseas. Kerry slipped in details about his economic and health care plans that he said would create jobs and not hurt the nation's ability to compete internationally.
Now, I know we're going to compete abroad. I want America to compete abroad. I know we can win competing abroad. But I don't want an unequal playing field where we actually have American workers forced to pay to help those companies go overseas. And I think that's wrong. George Bush doesn't. We're going to change that as one of the first things we change when we change the presidency.
Jobs, the economy, and national security are all important campaign issues. But next week, Kerry's turning his attention to another important matter. He's heading to California to raise money. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.